From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to hold a confirmation hearing today on President Obama's most controversial judicial nominee to date. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports senators will consider Berkeley Law School Associate Dean Goodwin Liu's record and positions.
Liu, nominated to the Federal Court of Appeals based in California, is highly regarded as one of the nation's leading liberal academic thinkers and writers. His supporters, including some conservative scholars, portray him as within the mainstream, but his detractors do not. Kurt Levy is director of the Conservative Committee for Justice.
He's very far out on the left wing, even of academia. So I think that you can think of Goodwin Liu as the Democratic Clarence Thomas.
If confirmed, Liu would be the only active Asian American judge on any federal appeals court. The nomination of another Asian American, Denny Chin, was unanimously approved by the Judiciary Committee in December, but to date, Republicans have prevented a floor vote on his nomination. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
That volcanic ash keeps blowing from Iceland over Europe, and now thousands of flights are canceled with millions of passengers delayed worldwide. Marianne de Bia, a spokesman at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport, says no one knows just when the skies will be clear enough to fly.
We just hope that the ash cloud will blow over very soon.
Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris that travelers are camping out as airport shutdowns spread.
Paris's two main airports, which shut down last night, are likely to remain closed at least through 8 p.m. this evening. Hundreds of in-transit passengers slept at Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport, where authorities handed out pillows and blankets. France, Germany, and Belgium are the latest countries to shut down their airspaces. Airports in Britain, Ireland, Norway, Finland, and Denmark have been closed since yesterday. Brian Flynn is deputy director of operations at Eurocontrol, which directs Europe's 28,000 flights a day.
The volcanic ash cloud can extend over thousands of square miles and, depending on the weather conditions, can move very slowly from the source of the volcano throughout large proportions of the airspace.
Flynn says there's no end in sight as long as the volcano continues to erupt and the wind continues to blow from the northwest. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The Health and Human Services Department will set up rules eliminating some long-standing restrictions on hospital visitation. President Obama's ordered that hospitals accepting Medicaid and Medicare must let patients choose who can visit them and make critical health care decisions. Gay rights advocates call it a big step forward. Gays and lesbians are often denied access to their same-sex partners in hospitals. Mr. Obama says hospitals participating in Medicare and Medicaid, which includes nearly all of them, may not deny visitation and consultation to anyone on the basis of race, color, sex, sexual orientation, or gender identity. This is NPR News. Virginia Tech is remembering those killed 3 years ago in the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Beverly Amsler from member station WVTF in Roanoke, Virginia, reports a series of events is planned today.
Members of the Virginia Tech Corps of Cadets lit a memorial candle at midnight, and a candlelight vigil will close the day of remembrance. Classes are canceled, so students, faculty, and staff can take part in a series of events, including art exhibits and concerts, in memory of the 32 students and faculty members killed by a student gunman who then took his own life. Two benches were dedicated yesterday in honor of the survivors. Provost Mark McNamee says, with a final two survivors graduating next month, future plans for this day include more of a focus on academics.
This is a recognition that the educational academic programs of the university are what inspired the students who were either killed or who survived that day.
But he says there will always be events to remember the day that forever changed the Virginia Tech community. For NPR News, I'm Beverly Amsler in Roanoke, Virginia.
Housing construction is up more than market watchers predicted. In fact, March housing starts reported by the Commerce Department are the highest in 16 months. And applications for building permits are also up more than analysts expected. But economists still predict more trouble in the market because foreclosure rates remain high. And the foreclosure process is drawing close to many more households, even if they have not yet received a first notice. Astronauts have loaded a cargo carrier back onto Space Shuttle Discovery. Today they're continuing their packing, and they're set to leave the International Space Station tomorrow, with landing in Florida on Monday. This is NPR News.